ball game in after at halftime, and then the wheels started to fall off for the Lakers, and the offense of Paloma Westphalia started to take over.
Well, keep in mind, at the end of three quarters, it was still 14-0. Lakers certainly hanging around. Paloma Westphalia couldn't put them away. They went to a forcing the running game and really tried to control the clock and keep that Laker offense off the field. But actually, in the fourth quarter, the Laker offense being on the field was the best thing that happened to Paloma Westphalia. With 10 minutes and 8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, Lehman scores on a one-yard dive after Jake Pung picks off a Brennan Wisner pass, tackled at the one. So the ensuing play, obviously, that quarterback sneak was good. The extra point was good, and that put Paloma Westphalia up 21-0. And 8 minutes, 23 seconds later, the tight end Smith scores on a 9-yard catch, and after an Alex Thalen interception this time. So just a couple minutes later, the extra point was wide right, 27-0. Paloma Westphalia leads in 6:42, less than 2 minutes to go again. Trywaller is able to pick it off and score this time on a pick six. So back-to-back-to-back interceptions by Lakers was the end of any sort of late-game heroics. The extra point was good, 34-0, and that would be your final.
Dave, when you take a look at it, the Lakers on the day, they had four turnovers, three interceptions, one fumble. I take them back, four interceptions, one fumble. And then on top of that, four turnover of downs, so they could not convert on fourth down.
No, they couldn't. Their offense just didn't have it in them today. We know when we do the stats, it's going to say they had 220 yards of offense, but a lot of it came without the starters in the game. There was very little running game going. They had less than 70 yards rushing in the three quarters of, and even three and a half quarters of football when it really mattered. They just couldn't get the running game going, put themselves in third and long, and Paloma Westphalia was just picking them apart after that. It took a while for Paloma Westphalia to really start gambling and taking advantage of those situations. They kept everything in front of them early in the game, which kept Lakers hanging around, in my opinion. But Lakers really never had a threat to score, never really had that opportunity where you thought they were going to make a comeback. We just could feel it up here that they're lingering. You know, you give them a chance, all it takes is Kretschmer or somebody to break a long run, and all of a sudden you're going to have a crowd that gets into this game. Just could never do it.
You take a look at it. It was actually 14-0 until 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So
exactly,
it was a close one all the way to that point. And then the interceptions and the fumbles and the turnovers really started to affect the Laker offense as they were letting Paloma Westphalia score on defense and in short fields. And suddenly it's 34-0. As far as offensive production goes, Paloma Westphalia with 53 plays of offense for 261 yards. Lakers 56 plays, three more than Paloma Westphalia, but 220 yards, 41 less there. They were led in the rushing attack on 124 total yards on 33 rushes for the Lakers by Preston Warren. 11 carries, 57 yards. And following him would be Jake Kretschmer. 10 carries for 37 yards, and a majority of that coming on his last run of the day for 35 yards. He had a total of 37 yards on 10 carries. Taylor Cady, 7 carries for 34 yards and one fumble, which was his third-to-last carry there. Through the air, Brennan Wisner was 10 for 22 for 96 yards, but didn't have those three interceptions, which led to scores for the Paloma Westphalia Pirates. Preston Warren threw an interception just as the first half was concluding. Receiving the ball, they were led by Nick Siegfried with 37 yards on one reception. Adam LeGault, 2 receptions for 30 yards. Preston Warren, 3 receptions for 22 yards. And Mason Pasek, 1 reception for 8 total yards. Laker offense, just 2 penalties, 1 block in the back, 10 yards, and a false start for 5. And on defense, they had 2 penalties for 20 yards. Not too bad there, but for Paloma Westphalia's offense, 37 rushes for 131 yards, 16 passing attempts for 130 yards. Total offense, 53 plays, 261 yards. Rushing attack, they were led by Hunter Worth, number 29, 5 carries for 55 yards and 1 score. And then Bryce Thalen, 43 yards on 9 carries. And Jimmy Lehman, 9 carries, 24 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Cameron Worth, 7 carries, 18 yards, spraying the wealth well, as Justin Poulton, 4 carries for 2 yards. Logan Trywaller, 2 carries, negative 5 yards. Then through the air, Jimmy Lehman, 7 for 16, and 1 interception for 130 total yards. His lead receiver, Garrett Trywaller. Actually, take them back. Bryce Thalen, 1 reception for 47 yards. Jared Trailerweller was only able to bring in two of his six attempts for his passing for 44 yards. Cameron Wirth, one reception for 40 yards. And then Braden Plenty, one reception for 9 yards. Dave Hansen, when you take a look at the scoreboard and then you look at the stats, they really don't make sense, but that's because of those turnovers.
Those turnovers late in the game really dictated how lopsided this game was. It was about a three-score game, I figure, in my opinion, if you look at these stats and how the game was going. But when you're on your own 10-yard line and you're throwing interceptions back-to-back-to-back series, those yards doesn't add up. The time of possession doesn't add up, but the scoreboard does. But, yeah, Clark, if you go up and look at the Lakers' offense and look at the running game, you know, it's going to show that they had 124 yards rushing. But if you slide over and look at it, Jay Kretschmer had 37 yards on 10 carries. 35 of it came on one carry. So he had nine.
His long was 3 yards aside from that.
He had 9 carries for 2 yards in the game until that breakout run. Then you look at the next guy there, 57 yards and 11 carries. 20 of it and 14 came when the starters were out of the game. And then the last guy there had 15 and 13 carries, Taylor Cady. So you take away 28 yards from Taylor Cady, he had 5 carries for 6 yards with a fumble in his game. So just looking at some of these numbers, why the Lakers' numbers are bloated here a little bit, that's why. But I look at this Pomona Westphalia team, and they're definitely a team that I'm looking at their next matchup, and it's Breckenridge and Lake City, and not one of them scares me. I really thought if Lakers could get by this team that they would win the next game almost certainly, but that wasn't having it today. Home field advantage wasn't enough, and you know, Pomona Westphalia has a very good team on all sides of the ball. They have a great kicker. They can get extra points. Those are huge. They have all the pieces to make that run to Ford Field again, in my opinion.
And another area score is Deckerville really blowing things open with Bellevue. Last we checked was 44-12 in the fourth quarter. It was still 12-0. Actually, North Huron comes out of the locker room and scores. A 1-yard touchdown run by Ty Knobloch makes it score 12-8 after 2-point conversions. So Portland St. Patrick and North Huron, just a 4-point ball game there in Portland to start the third quarter. A 4-point game there. Deckerville leading Bellevue big time, as they are more than likely going to be making their way to Marquette. And, Dave, that's where our road now leads us in coverage, up to Marquette, Michigan, for the 8-player state championships.
It's a great venue up there. It's a really cool place to call a football game, to see a football game played. They do a really good job up there. So, yes, it is a long drive, but the facility itself is very good, and I expect a great game between Deckerville and, what did we say, did Stevenson win that game? We haven't heard, have we?
We are not sure on that one. And I take that back. Deckerville now leads 52-18 as Carson Betts with an 86-yard touchdown reception. So Bellevue scores, but Deckerville also on there, 52-18. So Deckerville will advance. North Huron and Portland St. Patrick in a battle. Dave Hansen, why don't you flip over and take a look at the third down conversion rates for these Lakers and the Pomona Westphalia Pirates.
Actually, neither team really that good. Pomona Westphalia 3-for-9. Lakers 5-for-12. So
okay,
nothing great really going on, but Lakers was in third down situations all game long, so in third and long as well.
Lakers defense on the day, 38 tackles, 5 tackles for a loss. They were led by Brennan Wisner and Blake Smithers, each with 7. Blake Smithers then 3 tackles for a loss, and remember, that kid's only a freshman. We're going to see a bright future for him. And, of course, Dave Hansen, it's hard to see these seniors, especially Brennan Wisner, Jay Kretschmer. Some of these players we've seen grow up in front of our very eyes. Brennan Wisner, 4-year starter on. And we remember his first game on varsity down in Cass City. He was playing only defense, but then the quarterback got injured. Wisner had to step in. And 4 years later, here he is in the regional championship.
You're absolutely right. He really opened our eyes right away in the middle of the season against Cass City 4 years ago, and does a nice job. Again, you know, he's done a nice job developing as a real good quarterback in this area. Throw the football, run the football. He does a little bit of everything. And, you know, again, he's been a special talent. I'm going to miss watching him in the future.
Lake City takes out Breckenridge 20-18, final score there. So it'll be Lake City and Pomona Westphalia in the final. And so Lakers finish the season at 10-2. They lose their first week of the game of the season against Hudson. They lose their last week against Pomona Westphalia, both powerhouses, perennial powerhouses in the state of Michigan.
A couple big names. If you're going to lose, those are a couple teams to lose a game to. So nonetheless, they had a very good season. I know not all of us sitting around the preseason show was thinking to ourselves, man, Lakers can make a run this year. Not one of us thought that. So they really settled in. The new offense took off. The defense was exceptional.